Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 26, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to talk with our friends from the ODC. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, in studio, we have Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, James. How are you doing this
week? Doing good. How are you doing, man?
Fantastic. Weather's beautiful.
You and JR, you guys always come in and always look, I love your style. You look good, man. Good to see you. Thanks for being here, Lance.
Trying to class the place up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I need that, Lance. We also want to thank our good friend Jacob Wagner being here again with the Wood County Health Department. Jacob was here last week. We're going to get Jacob a room. We're going to have him just here. He's going to be our on-call Wood County Health Department guy.
That's right.
Appreciate you being here, Jacob. Thanks for the time.
Always a pleasure seeing you, James.
Lance, I've told you this before. I always appreciate you and I could talk for a half an hour about almost anything, and we enjoy our conversations, but you are giving of your time and always bring in guests a lot, and especially from the Wood County Health Department. You know how much I appreciate that. We love our friends at the Wood County Health Department. Back you guys 100%. Why this today, though, Lance? Why did you bring Jacob in and take him, make him have to put up with me again? For what? The poor guy.
It's always good to hear from somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. that's where we start. But, you know, we've been... Society as a whole, but certainly in our county, you know, we're impacted by the drug problem. It impacts our, you know, protective services, our sheriff's department, our courts, our human services departments, our health department. It's a tremendous cost. And there was a reason that there were multi-billion dollar settlements in regard to the opioids, in regard to the, you know, manufacturers, distributors, mm-hmm. retailers. And we were instrumental, Wisconsin, in getting this money. And there's a lot of money out there to help us along in battling this crisis. And a week ago, we had our Take Back program. It's generally very successful. But that's not a one-and-done event. I mean, mm-hmm. it can't be a one-day deal, and we've solved the drug problem. It doesn't occur. So we have Jacob, who, you know, comes to our committee meetings occasionally, speaks to us about the current issues of the day, where we're going, where we're headed, the successes that we may have had last week, and then where we're going to go. So anytime I have the opportunity to bring in somebody, whether it be the health department, human services, sheriff, you name it, you know, if you took the whole county as a whole, you know, I probably know more about the entire county than everybody one inch deep. Mm. If we get past one inch deep, we call in the experts. And I do rely on them. You know, I think the biggest mistake people that have some role in government make is not taking advantage of the resources that they have and being willing to say, hey, I don't know as much as Jacob knows. Mm. Let's get him. So with that being said, you know, we had this event last week. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we can move this a little bit more to the questions that you would have of Jacob and what the successes are and what we have going forward.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more about everything you said there, Lance. Appreciate it. It's all hands on deck with this subject. It has been for quite some time. And we know that obviously drugs are bad, and we've known this since we were kids and we were told it and everything, but the game has gotten worse. There's more out there now than ever. It's infected into things much more. It's able to be incorporated into things more. I grew up in not only in the heart of the 80s, but in the projects during the crack epidemic. I understand this game. I understand what drugs are. I've seen it my whole life. My community was devastated by this. Before that, it was heroin that had devastated my community. I thought that heroin was the worst thing that I could see. The way it affected my father and all those things, I didn't think that it could get any worse. Then crack came around. Like, well, it's never going to get any worse than this. This is the worst thing that's ever been. And then bath salts come around. And then this. And then this. And now we got fentanyl. The game they just keep moving the goalposts on us. And it just keeps getting worse. And to think of something that's worse than crack to me, I didn't think that would ever happen. But this fentanyl and the opioids in this, it's the game, like they changed the rules. It used to just be inner cities and stuff. That's how everybody thought this was and stuff. We all understand, I think, logically that wasn't the case. But now it is all over the map. It's in every it's almost in every community in that.
Well, you know, James, you know, especially with fentanyl and some of the others synthetics you have like that, you have it doesn't just affect the user, the addict. You know, you can kill law enforcement, other people that come in contact with the drug. Some of them come in contact unknowingly. And it is. It's a scourge on society. It's extremely difficult to deal with.
I had a best friend at 8 years old get killed by a crack dealer. Yeah, that 8 year old didn't have anything to do with that. Yep, yeah, to your point.
So we have drugs now that are, you know, back in our day, you know, I was younger. I mean, certainly had acquaintances, friends that used drugs. Mm-hmm. But typically it wasn't one and dead.
Right.
You know,
right.
And one of the big ad campaigns going on Waukesha County right now, to Brown County and some of the others is, fentanyl, the new F word.
Yeah.
Because it really is, you know, one contact, one time, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, something you intended to do or whether it be unbeknownst to you, and life is over.
Yeah.
And so we have to make people aware, and that's why we have people like Jacob out here.
Yeah. And Jacob, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week, but it was before the event. Mm-hmm. Tell us how the event went for you, for the county and everything, and then where we can expand from there.
Yeah. So we did have the event last Saturday on April 22nd, and the reports that I got between the Wisconsin Rapids PD, Grand Rapids PD, and the Sheriff's Department that held the event here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Pick and Save, they collected almost 200 pounds of medication. So that's great. We have other agencies that are also collecting this. And then there's also permanent disposal sites. So if you didn't get a chance to make it to the event, there's lots of permanent disposal sites that you can take these medications and dispose of them. I've got a list here. If we have some time, I can go over this.
You got all the time.
Yeah, and just real clear, Jacob, yeah. You know, that was 200 pounds, not 200 pills, not 200 millions, 200 pounds.
And it goes back to what you were saying, too, from the health department. There, it's not just trying to clear space in your cabinet. There's a prevention and a harm reduction effort there. And we're trying to prevent somebody from accessing a controlled medication that you may have, whether it's expired or you're not using it, trying to prevent someone that may look to misuse that medication from accessing it by disposing of it, or trying to reduce someone from accidentally ingesting it, maybe a youth or an animal, from accessing that medication. So for us, it's not just about, and it does protect the groundwater, you know, not flushing it down the toilet or mm-hmm. putting it in the trash, you know, the environmental aspects, but also from substance prevention. Reducing that access to those medications, mm-hmm. Specifically the controlled medications. But there are permanent disposal sites. So if you do have prescriptions, controlled and non-controlled prescriptions, creams, inhalers, ointments, over-the-counter medication, pet medications, these are materials that you can dispose of at these permanent disposal sites. And we've got them all over Wood County. So at your pharmacies, at CVS and Walgreens, you can take these medications and dispose of them. And these don't have to be in their original containers. Mm-hmm. You can bring them in a Ziploc bag or stuff like that. I know for the creams and the liquids, they do want those in the original containers. But also the Marshfield Clinic Health System, Central Avenue Pharmacy, the Marshfield Clinic Health System First Floor Pharmacy, the police departments, the Marshfield Police Department, the Nakusa Police Department, the Pittsfield Police Department, Port Edwards Police Department. You can also dispose them at the Town of Grand Rapids Municipal Building, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, the Wood County Sheriff's Department, and also the Rome Police Department. Mm. So some things that are not accepted, but there is other ways to dispose of it. Aerosol cans, biohazard materials such as body fluid or blood, and household hazardous waste. Those can be put in the garbage. So that doesn't have to be any special way to dispose of that. Illegal drugs, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, but you can contact law enforcement to dispose of illegal drugs, and there will be no
repercussions.
Right. And I don't know how that goes for someone that may be on, like,
right.
I don't know the rules with that. But a mercury thermometer, that there is clean sweep programs that, mm-hmm. that happen through the county that you can dispose of that. And you can also bring those down to the health department on the third floor of the river block. The environmental health will help with that. Oxygen tanks and nebulizers, I would contact a supplier to dispose of those. Personal care products can go in the garbage. Radioactive cancer medication, cancer repository. So there is ways, and I would look that up online, the closest one to you, to dispose of those. And then needles and sharps, if you do have a needle or to dispose of. Marshfield Police Department has a syringe disposal right inside the department there. Aspirus Riverview has a big disposal, so if you actually have like a bag that you need to dispose of, Aspirus Riverview can do that. And then we did just put one in the River Block building, similar to what was in Marshfield. But this is just for single disposal. So if you do have more, that has to be taken to Aspirus. But I do mention that's not for businesses to dispose of. That's just for community members to dispose of. And then if there's more information, you can contact the health department at 715-421-8907. That's my contact link there, and I can help you out more with this information.
Mm-hmm.
The concerning part, James, you know, a lot of this starts with legal prescribed medications.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I can tell you the other, not just the other day, it was a couple of years ago, but I happened to go through my cabinets, you know, over the years, you had a dental procedure or something else.
Yeah.
You know, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Tramadol. I mean, mm-hmm. I had five or six bottles because I typically don't take them. You know, you go home and they say, here's your prescription.
I'm so with you.
You know, if Tylenol and ibuprofen works, and it just sits there. And but often that's where it starts. And then we mm-hmm. end up, you know, going down that illegal trail and we end up with a problem. So whether that applies to you as somebody who is out there illegally obtaining those drugs or somebody who obtained legally through a prescription, you don't want those falling into the hands where they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, we've learned at a young age too much of anything can be a bad thing. And that's no different than anything with from food to a over-the-counter medication that you are taking to heal from something or whatever. I'm like you, Lance. I'm really bad about remembering and taking medications. I just recently was at the walk-in clinic to get a kidney stone looked at. They gave me some antibiotics. And I know that the drug take-back day had been coming up. So I was kind of talking to the person about it and everything. And like, okay, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know if I'm going to remember to take all these. As bad as that kidney stone was, I did remember. But I wasn't sure. And I traditionally haven't been great about that. So, you know, but this is just antibiotics. I mean, you know, this isn't too bad, right? I'm sure I'll take it to the take-back place. But, you know, it's antibiotics. It's not in too bad. He's like, no, that's got to go. That too. That's just as much. It's got to go in there. Even something that seems harmless to us, like antibiotics, is something that can be harmful to a child, to an animal, and certainly harmful to our environment. I'm so glad that you brought that part up, Jacob, because I feel like when we talk about subjects like this, I always try to, I feel like our guests are already on one side of things. I try to bring in people who are on the fence, who are, this isn't important, or I don't care about this, or drugs only hurt bad people or something like that. Like, that ain't the case. If drugs did that, we wouldn't be having this conversation possibly. Mm-hmm. Drugs affect everybody. And as Lance touched on in the beginning here, it affects all different kinds of fields in our day-to-day lives. Getting this stuff off the market, off the streets and everything is something that falls on all of us, all hands on deck. We all got to be paying attention to this. Mm-hmm. And part of that is being responsible with your medications and dropping them off doing this. What are some other things that we can touch on with this subject, Jacob, that we don't always get a chance to?
Yeah, I really want to take the opportunity to talk about some securing disposing at home. So if for some reason you can't make it to these take-back events, you can't make it to these permanent disposal sites, at the health department, we do have these doTERRA packets, and you tear them open, put the medication inside, put some water in there, and you shake it, and it'll actually deactivate the active ingredients in the medication. So turning this harmful to the environment medication into something that just becomes harmless, and that can actually just be thrown in the trash. So that is something that we offer at the health department. If you do contact me at 715-421-8907, that's something that I can help you obtain. And my favorite is we have these drug lock boxes.
Yeah.
So we get these through state opioid response funding, and they're nice, heavy duty lock boxes. You know, you can bolt them to the wall or a drawer. There's not something someone could break into easily. And the reason why I like these, and this is kind of anecdotal, but growing up, I had friends that would access their parents' or their grandparents' medication. So to me, I know that this makes a difference. And sometimes we don't realize that, maybe if a pill or two is missing. But when we put them in this lockbox, when we've got, especially those controlled medications are in this lockbox, someone can't just sneak in and access that. I mean, and if for some reason the lockbox was broken open or something like that, it would at least start that conversation to know that they were accessed. And these are completely free through the health department. So if you need one, if you know someone that needs one, we have these. We have additional, if the you don't want a big metal lockbox, we have the little bags that I feel like are more travel friendly. So if you're going somewhere, they've got a combination on these little bags that you can lock stuff in. Those are all free through the health department. So we do have combination and lock for the lock boxes. So some people like the combination, some people like the key. So if that's something that you are interested in or know someone that's interested in, please contact me and I will be able to help you obtain these resources that we have.
I remember one of the early, like, especially because growing up in the 80s, the big Say No to Drugs campaign and a lot of that, I remember a speaker coming to our class and speaking to us about it. And I'll never forget the person going up there and saying, you know, sniffing, he was giving examples of different things, of different drugs and how you do them. And he mentioned sniffing marijuana. And I immediately thought, like, and I'm a kid. And granted, I didn't grow up like normally, like a lot of people did. I was around a lot of this stuff and everything. But I would think it's pretty common knowledge. Most people don't sniff marijuana. Like, the idea that he didn't seem to know what he was talking about, that he didn't the knowledge part of this. This is a gray area here. This is a tough one because we certainly don't want to inform kids how to do these things or anything like that. But it's very important, I think, too, to be honest about this stuff and make sure the kids understand these things, because every little, even if it's a quote unquote white lie or an unintentional lie, that's one bit of doubt in their heads. That's one little bit of doubt. Well, if they're lying about this, what are they true about and all that? No, that's the last thing we need right now is kids having any divisiveness about this subject or anything. Being honest, treating these kids like a little bit like adults. I'm sorry, but a little bit like that. The subject's too heavy to not do that. I want kids to be kids as long as humanly possible as well. I don't want to take away their innocence. I don't want to do any of that. But I'll tell you, growing up with it, it saved me. It literally saved me. Like, there's no reason that I shouldn't be an addict. My father was an addict. I was born with an addictive personality. The worst thing I am is I'm addicted to The Simpsons. Like, one of the things that helped me was growing up around the knowledge of this and understanding what these things were. I'm not saying it's a magic bullet or anything, but I think it goes a long way. Lance.
Well, we have to do a lot with, you know, the information, the prevention, because social media penetrates, you know, infiltrates every part of our life right now. So kids are getting that information.
Yeah.
You have to put out accurate information on a timely basis all the time. And, you know, one of the points Jacob made is, you know, locking up medication, for instance, legally obtained medication. You know, pick your number. 80 to 100,000 people died of fentanyl overdoses last year. Now, all you hear, and I'm not telling you not to do this, but, you know, you hear all the time, lock up your firearm. Don't let your kids get into them. Well, that can be a tragedy. We have 80,000 people who died of fentanyl overdose or drug overdoses. Now, not all of those were because medications weren't locked up, but that's often where access begins. Exactly. And so the point is, take advantage of every opportunity that you have to make your home, your community as safe as you can. And like I said, if you don't think it impacts you personally, I just want you to look at your property tax bill and some of that other stuff, because all of those programs that we need to run in the county and make you safe, whether it's a jail, whether it's law enforcement, health departments, human services, they're funded through your tax dollars. And it's that old, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so to speak. So, you know, if we can do something on the front end, and that's where these guys are. And you have an event coming up that I'd like you to touch on here before we run out of time.
And also that kind of not my kids, I think.
Yeah.
It's not just about misuse. It's also about accidentals. And the same thing where somebody accesses that shouldn't be accessing, it doesn't fully understand what it is or taking it as prescribed.
And Lance, don't worry, I'm paying attention to the time. I know how much time
I'm watching
the
clock up past you.
Don't pay attention to that clock. It's not going to help you.
You're not going to cut me off.
No. Let's talk about that event, though, coming up over at Mid-State, Jacob.
Yeah, so IMPACT, which is a community coalition that focuses on substance prevention for youth, reducing adult misuse of substances, and then also fostering recovery environment here in Wood County. They are hosting an event on Monday, May 1st from 5 to 6:30. That'll be at the Mid-State Auditorium. And we're just going to be talking about IMPACT and what it is that we're doing, the harm reduction efforts here in the county, hearing from some of our recovery members, just talking about the recovery environment here in Wood County, hearing from the LEO program. And the best part is we're going to have Polito's Pizza in Starbucks.
Nice.
So come and get some free food. Learn about Impact. We really want to get the community involved in these efforts. This is a community coalition. We need community members to come and help us make sure we're doing right by Wood County.
Yeah, this takes everybody.
Where can they access that information again? Off our Wood County website? Do we have a link there? Or where would we get this information? Because
well, you could find this on the Healthy People Facebook page. So the Healthy People Wood County. I do not believe it's on our website.
As long as we said where it is again, because if I was listening right now and you would have told me where to go, I would have said, where do I get that information again?
So you can go to the Healthy People Wood County Facebook page to see this flyer. You can also give me a call at 715-421-8907. You can also shoot me an email at jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov. So jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov. And again, it's Monday, May 1st at the Mid-State Technical College here in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's 5 to 6:30. Come and grab some pizza and some Starbucks, some fun stuff that they're serving, and learn more about Impact.
None of us know our own phone numbers. That's how email addresses are. Like, I have a hard time remembering my email address like half the time. I hear you, Ben. When it comes to the community, and Jacob, I'm not asking you this as like the tell-all of this or anything, but just as somebody who was in the heart of these things and stuff, how has this community been about this subject when we're talking about prevention, when we're talking about people getting better, addiction in general?
Yeah, receptive, absolutely. I've only been here 2 years, and I've seen the growth in the community, the involvement, and that's what we're doing this for. Someone will hear about it and get involved and be like, I didn't know about this. And so we really want to do a better job because people, they do care. They do want to make the difference. And, you know, if you've got any stake in Wood County, and I think we all do, you know, come and help make it as best as possible.
What from your perspective can we do to help this outside of the things that we've already touched on, of getting these medications out of our house and that kind of thing?
Yeah, if you can shoot me a call or an email, I can include you in the Impact minutes and agendas, and just seeing what we're doing in the community, how to be involved. We always need community members. There's so much going on. There's so much that we're trying to tackle. I feel like me and my coworker, Ashley Normanton, we have our hands in 1,000 pots, and we need community members to really make this work. You know, we've got businesses and organizations that want to assist, but we really need the community members to come in and say, you know, how can we help? And really, we want to assist the community members in these efforts. That would be the ultimate dream, is the community to take this over and for these businesses and organizations to assist the community.
It starts with talk to your kids.
Yeah.
To your kids, talk to your grandkids. You know, I'd much rather have that. We certainly want to prevent addiction, want to prevent death. I don't want to see you in drug court. Mm-hmm. You know, those are kind of the last measure to try to get you back, you know, as a productive member of society. If we can do something ahead of time, and it typically starts with people who either have been there talking to those groups, or, you know, more importantly, parents. And, you know, I'm amazed sometimes when I talk to somebody, they go, well, I don't know where my kid's going tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they're hanging out with or what they're doing. Well, I guess I tell you, find out.
And we offer talk kits. I can link you to resources to talk to kids about marijuana and alcohol use to start those conversations, which can be difficult.
I appreciate that part, too, because I think that's one of the things that can get gray area for this, the uncomfortableness, the awkwardness, the shame that can come up with this topic and everything. It's part of the reason I ask how the community is about this. So, you know, people out there listening, that one person or whatever that hasn't reached out for help, maybe they understand this is a community that, look, I'm not saying there isn't accountability. There isn't, you know, law involved in this and stuff at times and everything. But right now, with what we're talking about here, we just want people to get better. We'll let the chips fall where they will. We will figure that other stuff out. Right now, it's about getting our community as healthy as possible.
If you need to know more, if you need links to resources, contact me. I've had emails and phone calls that have led to a lot of resources and information. So if this is something that piques your interest, please shoot me a call, and I will probably have more information than you ever needed.
And if you need to get in touch with Jacob, his email is jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov, because I got it right in front of me. So I got it easy.
We just changed all those email addresses.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, the end of that. You know.
phone number 715 715- 421-8907.
And again, the Community Substance Use Engagement event going on at Mid-State will be Monday, May 1st from 5 to 6:30 at Mid-State Auditorium. You can learn more about this then. Encourage people to do that, and you can reach out to Jacob again for more information on that. Lance, always good to see you, man. Thanks so much for the time.
No, thank you very much.
Appreciate really it. Good to see you too, Jacob. Thank you for the time. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk more next month, Lance. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine in just a few right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.